As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today.
again, it will go back to childhood always, generally again before age 7. So then I would look at if this mechanism exists, like where did I, who was I doing this with? Mm-hmm. Who made me feel unseen or unloved? And we're not making them wrong. We're just like, when was this kind of initiated within my body and in my unconscious and from a young age?
Ooh,
and
then we can use myself as an example, mm-hmm. but we can do that after you finish this.
Okay.
Now let the magic begin. Hello, Soul Tribe. It's Raquel. This is my last week in Bali. I only stayed in Ubud, by the way. I only feel called to stay here. In fact, I feel called to perhaps find property for myself here. I want to spend a lot of time in Bali again. Of course, this place is true medicine. I mean, Ubud means medicine, and it really is. There's so many crazy things that she brings, by the way. Oh, I have so many stories to share. I'm actually kind of taking a hiatus off Instagram on and off just so I can remain super present here, because I'm not gonna lie. I mean, you know, I'm a double Leo, so when I get on the Instagram, one, I wanna seriously respond to like every person and every DM, because I get really excited to connect, and some people send videos and I'll send a video, some people send voice memos, it's fun, but I realize I will spend a lot of my time on that app because I'm excited about it. So I purposely have to delete it off my phone on occasion and just like be present, especially my last week here in Ubud, and really allow all the wonder that she is bringing, all the synchronicities and all the signs and all the message that are being delivered here, as everything is so amplified when you are here, as in perhaps you need to release some sort of shadow. You're faced with it so you can let it go, or you have been calling something in and just seems to come your way a little faster. And that's at least in my experience, and because I feel so open to the energy and everything she brings here and just so connected, I thank her all the time in many ways by giving love to the people and the nature that she has here. I mean, that's the one thing. Okay, so Brie actually brought up, today's guest by the way, but she brought up something in her Instagram that really touched me and made me want to express here, just piggybacking off of what she had said about how it was a bit of a challenge for her at first, because I mean, there is a lot of construction and you can tell that a lot of the Westerners are kind of taking over. It's not that they're taking over. In fact, Bali is still Bali, thankfully. And, you know, there's no other place like it. But with that being said, I don't mind. Actually, in fact, I think it's a great thing that they are receiving a lot of love from a lot of tourists, because that's going to help their economy, especially since a lot of them haven't been able to travel outside of Bali because of the economy. And I talked to a lot of the locals here that just wish they could travel to the States or Australia even, because that's slightly closer, yet they can't because tickets are way more than they make in a few months, you know? So I'm happy that at least people are coming here that's going to be helping their economy. So who knows how this might unfold in 10 years from now. But at the same time, as us Westerners come, yes, we have certain things that we prefer to maintain our lives. But I do think that all of us should honor their traditions in any way we possibly can, because to be honest, it's their traditions, it's their love for their land that makes this place so spellbinding and magical. I mean, I walk outside early a.m. and there's a beautiful woman in front of the homestay's temple. And because every place has a little mini temple, and she's creating this offering to the gods, and they're blessing this land. And so there's a reason why Mama Bali is the way she is. And so to continue to just honor the traditions. And yeah, I think Ubud has been very good at making sure that the Western world doesn't take over in any way, in any capacity. The only thing that they have here is a Starbucks, which is very Western, and the rest are like, nope, it's gotta be local. So I like that. I love Ubud. It's so magical here. But yeah, it's very crowded. A lot of construction going on because of the expansion, which is a great thing, but also when you just kind of want that peace and quiet, it can be a little irking. And so I can see why she felt the need to bring that up. By the way, I don't know if you hear, this is another beautiful tradition that they have, but I hear sweeping all day. I love the sound. I'm not a fan of the sound of construction, but I am a fan of the sound of the roosters cock-a-doodling in the background and the birds singing and the brooms sweeping all day. It's such a mindful practice that they do every single day. And Bree talks about how she wants one of their brooms. Their brooms are so amazing. I want one too. Anyway, if you come here, make sure to honor and be super present in their traditions, even if that means sometimes taking an Instagram hiatus. So with that being said, I'm excited for you to hear this powerful episode. Bree and I were in my new goddess space. I'm so thankful that all these little in-person interviews are now manifesting because they really are more powerful. You can feel it. You can feel the connection more deeply. And I just love being able to soul gaze as I listen to the person share their wisdom. And yeah, Bree is such a force, such a force. It was really unveiled in front of me in my eyes during the retreat to see how these women transformed in such a short period of time. And you can practice some of what was practiced at the retreat at home, kind of like an at-home retreat, on her site at BreeMelanson.com, or I guess Americans pronounce it Melanson, BreeMelanson.com/magic. That one will take you to the Sidekick Bootcamp, but she's actually offering everybody 10% off all her courses when you just type in the discount code MAGIC. Here on this episode, it kind of flowed into talking about mastering the art of belief reprogramming, mastering the art of belief clearing. And she even provided a very practical tool that you can do with me as she guided me through it. She'll be guiding you through it too, which is muscle testing, which is so powerful. You can use your body or you can use a pendulum, whatever you prefer. She guides us through a body one, but there's a lot of different uses for it to really get true clarity from your soul, from your guidance team, from your being. So yeah, and I'm excited that we're also planning our next retreat. I reached out in the Your Own Magic Secret Facebook group. I almost reached out on Instagram, but I was like, no, you know what? This type of thing goes to my loving, loyal soul fam, which is obviously all of you in the Facebook group. And yeah, I asked you guys where, and I think, let's see. I'm gonna pull up the results as of right now, which is Sunday in Bali at 9:44 a.m. Of course, I look at the time at a 44. And so far, the results are 18 for Bali again, 33 for Hawaii, 68 for another place on Mama Earth, 90 for Oregon, and then 148 for Sedona. So, pretty sure it's gonna be in Sedona. And then some people in the comments are talking about Australia and Europe, which, yeah, I am 100% down for. But I gotta focus one thing at a time. And for whatever reason, Sedona kept just popping up in my heart and in my visions. I feel so called to that energy. So I was like, this is just a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. My guide spoke, my tribe spoke, and yeah, so I'm really looking in Sedona right now for the perfect place so we can announce soon. I'm excited for you to listen to this episode as well. We were kind of on a time limit, otherwise it probably would have been 2 hours because we could talk about this forever, but literally right when we ended this, I had to say goodbye to her because she was off to the airport, and that was a bummer. I didn't want her to go. Well, now for the Yomi review of the week. This is from JBug1702. the light in such dark times. Oh, Raquel, I don't know where to begin. I truly believe that finding this podcast was part of my destiny. It has been such a light in the darkest of places, literally. Back in October, I randomly fainted one morning while getting ready for work. I swear I was pushed, but that's another story. I ended up with a severe concussion and left the dark for several months, unable to do much of anything except sit in the dark. My sleep schedule was all wacky, and one morning in December, I was up around 4 a.m., unable to sleep. I have no idea how I found your podcast, seriously though, but I remember being in my dark living room with my phone speaker pushed into a pillow with tears rolling down my face as I listened. Everything you said made so much sense. Like an old favorite song I forgot about, but could suddenly sing along to once it started playing. This podcast, you, have helped re-spark so much of the magic I tucked away deep so long ago. And new magic, thank you. I am forever grateful to be part of this tribe. Whoa! Well, thank you, first of all, for sharing this very profound experience. You really piqued my curiosity as to why you were pushed, so feel free to email me or DM me about that, because that is insane that for whatever reason, whichever, I'm curious what the episode was that you listened to that you felt resonated with you on a soul level, as if it was letting you know what you already know, allowing you to remember who you are as a soul, and that this push might have sparked a push for you to receive and be open to receptivity of new insights, new thought whispers, new revelations that might shift your direction, pivot quite a bit so you walk down a path that could be challenging, but so helpful for your soul's expansion, which is why we're really here. I hope that you found some light in this darkness, in that darkness. I'm thankful to be just a sliver of it in some way with the podcast. And this podcast for me as well has been not just a sliver, but a few pie slices of light for me. Honestly, when we started, no idea. It would transform not only itself and myself, but other souls as well, the way it has, just by sharing these soulful stories from our souls. The power of everyone's soul. That's one another thing I've learned on this retreat. Like, every single soul has such a profound mission and gift. So many different gifts, every single soul, and I'm just so thankful that I get to be part of the unveiling in some way for everybody that is listening. And I just want you all to know that literally, especially when I get to meet you in person, that you all have transformed me in so many ways, helped me myself also discover this magic that I tucked away for so long. So thank you. I am forever grateful for all of you, and I'm excited to meet more of you IRL. I've been able to hang out and really get to know some of the girls on the retreat outside of the retreat. After the retreat, had like dinner with a few. I would see them in places and we would just like chat sometimes for hours. Thankful for all these connections. All right. Well, another thing that excites me is being able to just expand our human skills in many different ways to really spark more creativity and ignite our imaginations more in writing, in painting, in photography, in YouTube creations, which I'm getting way too many signs to maybe do. But okay, so tribe, if you're interested in, you know, perhaps 2 months of free skill expansion by Skillshare, well, it's gifted to you for, yeah, free for 2 months when you go to skillshare.com/your own magic to have unlimited access to more than 30,000 classes to help you just learn so many new skills and strengthen your passions. For example, there's a creative writing masterclass or a portrait photography course to take really good Insta-worthy pics. Many drawing and painting courses, and even business. They go beyond the creative. They even go into business and tech and health and wellness. So many. So feel free to just, if you're curious, it doesn't hurt to just sign up because it's free for 2 months when you go to Skillshare.com/your own magic. That's Skillshare.com/your own magic. And I believe that is it. So now it is time to let the magic begin again with Brie Melisson.
I'll watch it. I'll be watching.
Yeah, same actually, but still, just in case. All right. I feel like...
Mm-hmm. I was setting my intention. I wasn't laughing.
I feel like it's supposed to just be like this.
Rachel?
Rachel. Well, no, it's like a mix. Because okay. I feel good and like yeah. This is a beautiful space. It's great. Space,
yeah, but... I was just like, setting my intention and seeing, right. Like wanting to like share... good things and helpful things.
Oh yeah, we'll have to do a prayer as well. Yeah. That you can add on to. Okay. If you want. If
okay.
You want.
Okay.
No one ever feels like adding on. Okay. I love you so much.
Aww. It reminds me of like, remember when I told you when you were like, well, we'll have to divvy up who's gonna ask questions when you channel, and I was like, well, everybody kind of goes radio silent, and everybody did right?
Yeah.
They're just like stunned because like, it's I don't know.
Except for a couple, like, yeah, no, they were so ready.
Yeah, yeah.
But most everybody was silent.
Yeah, yeah.
And stunned, especially when the second person, entity, light being came in.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I am ready to ground and pray to our angels and our guidance team. I'm so thankful for this connection, for them guiding us to each other about what 2 years ago, well, a year and a half, a year mm-hmm. ago. Honestly, you have changed my life in so Uh-oh. Many ways. You are a true mentor for me. Like, you are an actual true, but also just a really close friend, too.
Aw, thank you so much.
I want to take this off, and so I can really hear you.
Yeah.
But yeah, you really have transformed my life since London, because at that time, no, since New Zealand, which was last March, because mm-hmm. at that time you really listened to me and I felt like you saw me when I couldn't see myself anymore. And then I saw you in London, and again, somebody sees my sparkle and my light that I can't, you know?
Yeah.
But you, like, you looked at me just with love
Aww.
And embraced me and your breath work and everything, you know? And then it was a hell yes the second my... soul said, like, Brie should do the first retreat with you. It's like a hell yes, 100%. So when you said yes to, it was just, I felt so lit up, and I was about to enter into this path that I knew my soul was calling to do, but with somebody who I connect deeply with on a soul level.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this time has been so special, and we've gotten to know each other even more.
I know.
Yeah, because those meetings were quite brief. And
they were, but they were really profound for me.
Yeah,
I know
you
see a lot of people, but they were really profound for me, Aww. Each little one. And then we get to Bali, and I got to witness and just observe how you hold space, and really you are a force
Thank
in this
you.
World, especially as these women are opening their hearts, and so they really, really listen, and it was amazing for me to see. It's like, I feel like
my guidance team, which I know, I think that we share a lot of the same guides, mm-hmm. but they wanted me to see just the possibility of how powerful it can be to hold that space. Mm. And then it gave me permission and feel tapped more into my power to hold space for the women too.
Yeah.
So that was amazing.
What an honor. Thank you so much. I mean, I love what I do. And yeah, my favorite thing is to help people get unstuck and see and remember who they really are. And not that, you know, I'm always, we're all in the same boat trying to do that for ourselves.
I know. But
yeah, and you're so guided. It's so cool to watch you move through life and really just follow your intuition. You're a great example of that. Like, you don't get too, we all get caught up in the thinking and the mind, but you're like, you're always guided. And
always, even when I feel like I'm not, I realize, I think that we all are. For example, that dark period of time, I thought I was disconnected in moments, but really that was still just part, I needed to experience that contrast for my soul's expansion.
Yeah.
So I have no regrets whatsoever, because I can see that clearly now, because I was always listening and still had pockets of light to show that I'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something else that just came to mind, but you know what, maybe it'll come to mind later. Let's pray, yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Dear Divine Guidance Team, thank you so much for this in-person interview, well, more so just conversation with Bree, who I'm so thankful for that you placed her in my life at this time, and to be here in the presence of Mama Bali. May we, at this time, allow the egos of our mind to simply just take a backseat as our soul comes forward to present whatever message to share and deliver, whatever lessons from our life, whatever tools we have to share. May that come forward, and feel free to use this as a vessel to deliver whatever message you feel is best for those that are listening at this time. And may the tech part of this also be so smooth. All the outside noises and distractions be silence just during this time. Except for, of course, the song of Mama Bali. Aho.
Aho. And ahe.
Ahe. Ahe. I see you. Ahe. Ahe. That's what it was. I also love that, though you are... You're a spiritual teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's such a weird term to use, but you're a teacher to help us tap into our soul, but you also embrace the complete humanism.
Yeah.
Like, I talk about my Rachel side.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
I love Rachel's, by the way, but I just call my, and I like that name, but I just call my ego self Rachel.
And it's kind of like calling yourself out, which I love, in a playful way, and not making yourself wrong or whatever. Like, I see you, girl.
I love it. I
Rachel
love it.
Rachel coming up in this moment. Yeah.
And so totally just embracing that humanism self as well, because I'm so human.
We're here to be human.
Yeah, exactly.
This is exactly what we came for. And yeah, it's important to, and it's not necessarily more spiritual to, like, be in that other world all the time.
No.
Or what I've noticed and what I'm still absorbing during this trip is, like, witnessing this culture of, like, quote unquote, it is, I'm, like, putting it in quotes, it's seeking spiritual expression, and then a part of me is like, but are you doing the work? Like,
right.
I'm just like, because it is about moving through life and through our lessons and continuing to try to keep that heart space open. And it takes a lot of courage to look at that stuff. But that's the spiritual work.
That's the thing. I feel like this human experience, just embracing her, every part of her, the dark and the light, that is the actual spiritual experience for this time, because we are placed into these bodies for a reason. We don't have to, of course there are moments of transcending, there are moments of tapping into that higher dimension perhaps, but usually we're walking this earth in this human space where sometimes we feel uncertainty, we feel sadness, we feel grief, we feel anger, and that's so fine. In fact, that's so beautiful.
Totally. Yeah.
It's we can also be more creative that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I was always la di da di da, it's all rainbows and butterflies.
Yeah. No. There's so much in that depth and the experience, and I guess the trick is not to get stuck in the suffering.
Well, exactly, and that's being able to understand our belief system. Mm-hmm. So we can, like, so we can shift when we realize
Rachel's taking over, when she's driving the bus.
Like, again, to Rachel's, you have a beautiful name. That's just what I call my ego.
Yeah, it's all, I mean, for me, my perspective is that so much is about that, our belief system, and we are creating our reality all the time. So, like, it's not really a matter of changing my beliefs so that I can manifest, although that is a thing. We're manifesting
always
right now, all the time, 100% of the time, through our perceptions. And so it's a really beautiful pathway to discover more of our true self and also look at where am I associating with more of the ego. And it's, you know, from my understanding, it was the soul's plan to come through and work through the contrast and try on the illusion. You know, when I was really young, I told my parents I was glad I chose them, and I still believe that that's what we do. And that wasn't something that was, like, fed to me or whatever. So I think the soul chooses all of these lessons to work through and relationship dynamics so that we can expand. Yeah. And when we come into the world, we're just like these little love bubbles. Mm-hmm. And then we get introduced with this conditional relationship.
Yeah.
And again, that's, like, part of the plan. But we essentially learn what it takes to be loved or safe.
Yeah.
And what I've been calling the ego lately is the negotiator. And I really love that because it's just that. Like, so anytime you are suffering, you know that you are functioning from that smaller self or the ego self, and therefore you are somehow in negotiation with the outside world, even if it's on an unconscious level, of what you have to do in order to get the love or the worth or the safety. And it's usually so unconscious. It's not a master plan that we have, but from the soul's perspective, it's a way that we learn, I guess, the expansiveness of love. But when we're suffering, I always kind of stop myself and I'm like, okay, we're functioning from the illusion that we're separate. And therefore we're doing a little, like, game of what do I have to do so that I can fill myself up or get this condition to change so that I feel blank. So all of these things that we are, quote unquote, like, wanting to manifest are really on a deeper level, just ways that we can understand our unconditional self and the fullness of who we are.
Yeah,
I was just talking to someone last night about that, and she was like, yeah, I used to think that I had to, like, write all these things and do this thing and to manifest. And it's, there's no one way. And at the core of it, it's about the self on a deep level of, who you think you are.
100%. It's, of course, it's fun to, like, whip out those tools. To write. I enjoy that. And plus, sometimes as I'm writing, my soul will take over and will let me know of how possible this is in the writing, which is awesome. But I realize I really don't need to write in order to manifest it. I don't obviously need to create a vision board or anything. It's really just your perception of this reality, the lens that you're wearing, the frequency you're aligned with at that time to welcome it in. If your deep inner belief system, a lot of it might be very subconscious that you aren't even aware of. If that inner belief system isn't aligned with whatever you're calling in or trying to manifest, it's just gonna be a little hard. You got a little bit of blocks. Good luck. So how do we know, like, how do we recognize all of these subconscious beliefs, especially in our if our conscious mind is like, oh, you 100% are so worth it, you're worth all the success of the world, you have the greatest friends, but at the same time there's still something in our subconscious that we might not even be aware of in our conscious mind. Like, how do we tap into that?
I think the first kind of part to look at might be to look at the need. So where are you, how much are you clenching on to the need? And I loved when I channeled at retreat and what they offered about our desires.
I know.
Yeah. And they were like, hey, it's cool, but they're just ways that you guys are learning that you are the unconditional self. And so when I always just try to look at how much am I attached to this? Because ideally we should be in an unconditional sweet desire.
Yeah.
And that's unfamiliar for us. but when we are kind of clenched onto it, we want to look at, well, there's a few things. Like on the surface, you can just look at what beliefs might I be holding that is not allowing this to come in. And keeping in mind that there's always a payoff. So we tend to think that our deepest belief is that we're not worthy, like our deepest core, you know, limiting belief, but it's actually what we're doing so that we feel worthy. So there's always a, I have to blank in order to blank. And that first blank is kind of like a sacrifice. To give a little bit of relief around it, we don't really on a deep level have issues about money or love or whatever it is. Those are just manifestations of the deeper perspective of the self and how you're negotiating, and then it's showing up in money or a relationship. And it's the same idea of like, if I am dating someone and then I like end it, and then the similar person comes along, because I haven't finished that lesson or really completed, and my unconscious beliefs are pulling that in, I haven't really healed it. I was just like, go away, I'm gonna start over, right? So I'm like on the surface
and
of
it's
it.
Gonna continue.
Right, to yeah, come. And round and round we go.
Yeah, round and round we go.
But on the other hand, it's like, it is always showing up to be like, are you ready to shift this? Do you wanna shift it? Do you wanna shift it? Because that's all we really are at our core, is that light staring back at each other and trying to help us out, walk us back home to our truth.
Even if it feels like we're not being helped out or guided, we are.
Yeah, to try to see the soul or the
beauty of it.
Yeah, behind that.
And so we'll experience a lot of contrast in order to, it's not like a, some people use the term test, but I realize it's really not a test. It's just for you to experience the contrast as well, so you can really see that it's possible for you when the light does come. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, and the other thing is the universe isn't really happening to us or testing us. It's actually the universe experiencing itself. So again, it's like that relationship of self with all that is.
Yeah.
So with the belief stuff, so say we're looking at, you know, money or career or whatever it is, and I'm not having enough success or I'm not making enough money, I could just look at the surface and be like, okay, what beliefs could I be holding? What negotiations am I holding in place that are keeping this manifestation solidified in my reality? So I could start at the surface and be like, I have to compete in order to have success.
Yes.
But I would want to walk myself a little bit deeper and try to look at it as like, what does this have to do with the self? Generally, everything goes back to childhood. Before age 7, we've kind of solidified all of our core unconscious beliefs. And so there's a few ways. There's like, you know, a meditation that you can go through and look at where it's actually coming from, like kind of like the archetype, where it started and what was the major coping mechanism, and then the resentment that's in place around that, who it was kind of born from or with, because we're holding it on an unconscious level. Before I go back to childhood, so, you know, I have to compete in order to have success. And I could look at, like, what does that make me feel like? Where have I maybe felt this before? And how could this relate a little bit to the self? And then I could look at, like, what am I doing? So am I, with that competition, am I sacrificing my desires? Am I trying to give people what I think they want so that I can have success? And if we look at that piece, that might be more in association with, I have to please others in order to be loved.
It's never, again,
like you can feel that it's not actually about the success, because the success is what I'm using to prove to myself or the world around me or the powers that be who I really am, right?
Yeah.
Instead of looking at,
what am I really truly desiring.
Yeah.
On a deep, I was about to say chasing, but that doesn't even feel right. You're chasing the success perhaps in your conscious mind, but really you are desiring true love, honestly, for yourself more than anything.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So It is not a secret. If you have been listening to this podcast for a minute or two, you might be aware that I'm a Fabletics fanatic, and you can even get their yoga pants, two of their yoga pants, in fact, for just $24 when you go to fabletics.com/magic. Apparently, some of the goddesses at the retreat are too, because, well, obviously, I'm going to wear my Fabletics every morning for the yoga practice and throughout lunch because I'm just too lazy to go shower right away. I'm sorry, everybody at the retreat, but no, it's open air. It's open air. We're good. But a lot of the goddesses were wearing their Fabletics as well. I got really excited every time I saw one that I knew was Fabletics. And then I even complimented a girl on her sports bra, which was a dark rosy pink with lace in the front. And I was like, where'd you get that? She's like, it's Fabletics. I was like, ah, yes, you get it. You get it. I personally also love to browse their website as if it's the Netflix of yoga wear and purchase a bunch of my own because of the VIP, which you have access to too. So with the VIP membership, we get up to 50% off of their regular prices, plus free shipping and also additional perks. Some are great for just everyday lounge and others are great for a good hot yoga session because you know you need to be very selective with which yoga pants you choose for hot yoga. You don't want to walk out with that glamorous sweat spot, if you know what I'm saying. Again, though, at least take advantage of the $2 for $24 offer because why not? That's when you go to fabletics.com/magic and pick your two pairs. Fabletics.com/magic. And now on with this magical episode.
And there's, again, it will go back to childhood always, yeah. Generally always. Again, before age 7. So then I would look at if this mechanism exists, like who was I doing this with? Mm-hmm. Who maybe made me feel unseen or unloved? And yeah. We're not making them wrong. We're just like, when was this kind of initiated within my body and in my unconscious and from a young age. Ooh. And
we can use myself as an example, mm-hmm. but we can do that after you finish this.
Okay. Yeah. So then it's looking at, you know, usually it's the parent and mm-hmm. there's a couple ways that you can kind of frame it for your mind to kind of be like more easily arrive at it. So say it was my dad, say he was working all the time and I didn't feel seen or whatever. Mm. And I wish that my dad would have been more blank. I wish that my dad would have been more present. I wish he would have been more available. I wish he would have been more loving and soft or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. If he had been more available, I would have turned out more, right? So we're still using that on an unconscious level. We're mm-hmm. still needing dad or my clients or the mm-hmm. world around me to make me feel more assured and safe. So I'm basically still trying to get that love on an unconscious level and heal that from my parent relationship. And then, I mean, it could be grandparent but it's usually somebody really close. And another way to frame that or look at it is saying, I resent them for being blank. Yeah. So I resent my dad for not being present or not seeing me. This isn't true. Not true, Dad. Mm-hmm. I know you love me. I'm just using a fake example. And as long as I resent him, then I know. Mm-hmm. So as long as I resent him, what's the truth I know about myself? Then I know I'm worthy of love. Then I know I can be loved. Then I know that I am love. And so we can kind of see on an unconscious level how we're holding that as like a placeholder for mm-hmm. us to actually even receive the love because I'm still attached to the conditional relationship. Mm. So then you want to look at the potential of the soul's perspective mm-hmm. of what might my soul have been wanting to learn from this. Mm-hmm. And also just considering like what my dad as a soul, you know, what wasn't he able to embody to fully be available and present? And maybe it was, you know, it's usually around self-love. So then mm-hmm. we get to see the cycle. Right? And we're like, oh God, I'm not his pain. I'm not my pain. And I can break free from this. So it just gives us a higher perspective of what might my soul have been wanting to learn through this. And what is it actually here to teach me? Is like a cerebral way that you can begin to flip that and Yeah, and then that's the core of
And that gives you so much compassion for the fact that that was part of your experience, mm-hmm. and that it's okay that your father wasn't around in this life. Mm-hmm. It's okay because your soul really wanted to expand from that in some way, to learn something, to grow as a soul.
Right, and I probably in this case, I'm getting so much more from that.
More. Yeah. So in mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. You don't have to if you don't want mm-hmm. to. But do you mind sharing an example from your own self of how you use this belief work to completely shift something and expand you in some way?
Absolutely. So yeah, let's start with the example of money because it's such a great learning tool for all of us. And I have struggled with money for a long time. And generally speaking, the biggest breakthrough that I've had around money is finding my voice and what we call our purpose. But I think we put too much weight on that word, which is really just kind of I feel more in alignment with who I really am in this moment than I ever have been. Than when I was like on a dance, I was a dancer and like really struggling, and it was a beautiful part of my path and it was so needed. So that said, if I were to look a little bit deeper and if I were to just consider my parents' beliefs, and I look at the energy of the lack around money for both of them, I would say that one of them holds the belief that they have to kind of hide to be safe or mm-hmm. stay kind of like below radar mm-hmm. or yeah. And then the other, or believed, we're all working through this stuff, that they have to hold on to their pain in order to be loved. Mm. And those two things are going to keep me on the struggle bus. I'm going to hold on to my pain so that I can be loved. It's a negotiation. So when I'm weak, then you'll love me, mm-hmm. right? Because I need you, and then there's intimacy. Mm-hmm. And then the other around hiding, like that obviously is going to hinder me as well from actually using my voice and feeling safe to be completely seen in the world. So yes, they both had issues with money, but as I've worked through those beliefs, that were essentially absorbed, I've been able to create more financial freedom. And also just like with the holding on to pain, I did hold that. Like I learned that in a sense that pain was intimacy on a really unconscious level, right? Like all of this is. And also core beliefs are so dramatic. Like whenever I'm working with someone, I'm like, hey, I know that you don't believe this like you're not thinking this every day. They're just super dramatic because they're at the core and the root of like the wound of it all, right? Yeah. And they're not our truth, which is great. Yeah. And that's why they feel crappy.
Yeah.
Because they're not true, right? I loved, I'm like segue again, when the light beings were sharing, I think it was when we were on retreat, they were talking about our light being like a magnet, like mm-hmm. our truth. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it feels so hard when we go against it.
Oh,
when we're struggling.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a great indicator, right? You're like, okay, this doesn't feel good. Doesn't feel good because it's untrue about who I really am.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so my, doing this work around beliefs and using some of these kind of like formulas, because that's how, we all learn different ways, but it's mm-hmm. nice when it's kind of spelled out and there's a pathway that you can get there with, is how I've kind of dissected it and then moved through it differently. And then I think a big part of our healing is being able to just like step out and look at it, right? Look at Rachel. Yeah. You're like, I'm not Rachel.
Yeah.
I see it. And that's such a huge first step.
A huge first step. And that really does, especially when you can bring humor to it or just like bring light to it in some mm-hmm. way, like to realize, oh, this is just part of me being human and going through it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not where my light lies. That's not my magnetism.
Yeah, and it's not to say to not feel it or not go through
it. I'm happy that I do.
Yeah. We don't want to get too stuck there or identify with it.
No.
And then the other thing is I hope And one hand, this feels like, oh, God. And then the other thing, it kind of gives us, it helps us to be gentle, is that our learning never ends. Like, it gets, from my experience, it's gotten a lot lighter and easier, but we're always expanding.
Yeah.
So there's no, like, well, when I get there, then I'm going to be fine, and, right, there's no real, like, there. It's all just, and it's also possible to shift it now. Like, all healing is in this moment.
Right.
We just drag our past
around. I know. Like, we have so much, like, weight on us.
Yeah. Our guides are like, can we get that for you? No, no.
Nope.
I got it. Right?
All the time.
They showed me that recently. They, like, showed me this. Well, two things. They showed me this really beautiful home, and they were like, you can have this if you let go of your past. I was like,
oh my
right,
gosh.
Easy for you to say. And then also just seeing that that doesn't really mean anything. Mm. Like, it's nice, but it doesn't have a lot of weight. It's it's like, not that we can't have it, and that, as they were saying, you can easily have this.
Right.
Probably just don't make it such a big deal. Like, I feel like that's what they're always saying.
The thirst is, like, I honestly think that the thirst really holds you back.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's
that
all
thirst,
it is.
Well,
that's
a part of the need. Like, that thirsty need for insert vision, insert feeling here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you were talking about earlier, perhaps we feel like we need yada yada to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
That thirst for success will actually resist the success. But... Yeah. That's when we do this belief work to figure out what is it that, it's not the success, what is it that we really, really desire on a soul level?
Yeah. What am I really, and what knowing am I really looking for
what
in this
knowing,
moment?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think, I mean, bringing it back to childhood, my mama raised me as a pageant girl.
Oh my God, I love this. I didn't know this, and I can see it.
Literally every year between the ages of 4 till I decided I didn't have to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Which was, I think I was like, Mom, I'm really not going to do this anymore, around 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every single year.
Mm-hmm.
My reward, though, for doing it was always to go to Disneyland, so it was worth it to me, so I can go to Disneyland. But many years I didn't want to do it. I didn't like it, but I felt like, especially since I lost pretty much every year until I made it into my preteens.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so sick of losing every single year, but having to go back and lose again and not feeling worthy again.
Uh-huh.
From the ages of 4 to literally 4 till, I think I won my first time just the state part of it when I was 10 or 11. So to get that constant rejection, but then also I carried that rejection into school. So...
Mm-hmm.
I think that vibrationally, the kids could sense my lack of worth, and so I didn't have any friends, you know, except for one girl that was younger than me, and then two girls that were older than me, but they only wanted to hang out with me outside of school because I was such a, I was a loser with a capital L, you know, like that's what I was seen as, and so I just would spend all my recesses and lunches alone, like, and that's not an exaggeration, it's not a pity thing, like, that's just part of my experience. And so I felt like I was chasing. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to one day, you know, hit that stage and be so successful, and then I'll be desired and loved by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So then I felt like I needed to find a way to be successful through acting or something so everybody else would love me and desire me. And it wasn't until probably I started this soulful journey where I realized that success that I was chasing, I wasn't even chasing the desire from everybody else. Basically, I was just really desiring my own self-love and that I didn't need to be accepted by everybody else. And I was literally, you know, as a young girl, judged by actual judges of my worth. That's what it was perceived as. And losing every single year, bawling, crying after every single pageant competition. And going home and crying because I didn't have the friends. So I literally was just chasing my own self-love to stand in my power. So I didn't care what anybody else thought. And I think this past year, through the darkness, that was shown to me again by people coming into my life and then not accepting me. And then me, I had to stand in my own way or stand in my own power to be like, you know what? I don't care who you are. If you don't love me, that's fine because I love me.
Mm-hmm.
life lesson that I feel like was just really revealed to me in recent months.
Yeah, so beautiful.
This gift is a no-brainer, in my humble opinion, because it's absolutely free for 2 months, and it just happens to help you enhance many different skill assets that you are curious to endeavor or want to strengthen. So, I mean, why not? When you go to Skillshare.com/your own magic, and you will see that there are over 30,000 courses that you have unlimited access to. You can choose their design, illustration, business, technology, photo and film, entrepreneurship, writing, and so many more categories to just browse, whatever fuels your soul. I think that one of the smartest ones, if you want to just tap into writing, is to try out their Storytelling 101. It has over 16,000 students who have taken it. It's just about 42 minutes, and he talks about character, conflict, context, and craft development. You might find some nuggets in there when it comes to just good storytelling, because I realize that is more of my messaging than anything else, since actually it was a student who helped me realize that. And so I'm going to just focus on that as a strength. But it's nice to dip my toe and dabble in many different skills that I'm interested in, like photography and painting and probably some YouTubing, which I know I will definitely need help on, which of course Skillshare has. So again, go to Skillshare.com/your own magic and get 2 months for absolutely free. That's Skillshare.com/your own magic and expand yourself, your soul in some way.
I wonder if you would be open to muscle testing for some of the core.
Yeah.
Could be fun.
I love it. Should we do pendulum or should we do like a muscle test where everybody can kind of...
Yeah, let me lead you through muscle testing.
Yeah.
All right. So I'd love to, I'm going to guide you through it. But as I'm guiding you through it, if you're not driving or, you know, if you're in a place or if you want to come back and listen to this later and try it out, you can also kind of follow along and learn how to muscle test. So just briefly, muscle testing is a way that you can check in with your body, talk to your soul, check yourself for subconscious beliefs. It's also a way that you can like test for vitamins or foods. So our bodies are so highly intelligent and connected to source. They do not keep us separate. They are our biggest intuitive tool. So it's just a really simple, easy way to get the mind out of the way and allow for the body and the unconscious and your soul to answer.
For those that don't really trust this muscle yet, this muscle testing yet, what are some tips to get themselves out of the way? Because it really is a powerful tool. I do use it for food sometimes. I do definitely. Actually, I've been using it for food for a long time before I even realized that was a thing. And I thought it was just my guides moving me, which maybe it is. But I realized on a scientific level, if you were to get a lie detector test, there's some sort of nerve or some muscle or something that says this is true, this is not true.
Absolutely.
So that is kind of what you're going to be standing and using. I think that's good for the skeptics to know.
No, I love it.
That's what you're going to be, that's what's going to be answering whatever that muscle is.
For sure. Yeah. It's just, it reminds me of this animal communicator that I've been introduced to lately. And she was like, you can't lie to a horse. And I was like, that's so true. So you can't be in front of a horse and be afraid and then be like, I'm not afraid. You know, like we all sense those things. And the body will communicate and respond. And so there's different ways that you can muscle test. You can use your fingers. You can use your arm. This is a really easy way to just do it on your own. You can also use, this is like using a pendulum. So when we use a pendulum, we're not asking some like outside spirit world.
I always thought it was my guide.
Yeah. Well, it can. You can set that up, but they're not like blowing on it. It's it's your energy that is moving it. And that's why you can use it to like check your chakras and do all that. So, okay, without further ado.
Shall I go stand?
You shall.
Okay. Everybody who is not driving, go stand somewhere. Plant your feet.
Yeah. So what you'll do is you'll just stand with your legs about hip distance apart and go ahead and close your eyes because it just kind of helps you to drop in. and relax your body as much as you can. So just taking a moment to kind of like relax the muscles on your face, let your belly fall and relax, your shoulders, really just like dropping and rooting in. I'm going to just guide you through a super simple grounding process. If you have one that you know, prefer, you can use that. So just taking a few deep breaths into your heart space or some conscious breaths and using the breath to relax your body even more, just with each breath really dropping in. And I like to imagine a light emanating from my heart center. And so as you continue to breathe, maybe just imagining or feeling that light expanding through your chest, through your body, and now around your body. So kind of breathing and feeling this light moving in front of you, in back of you, around you, above you, below you. And maybe even just getting a sense for the you that exists beyond your physical body. So even just the energy that you carry with you wherever you go. Maybe even just getting a sense for where your energy tends to sit around you. And we're going to ground by imagining sending this infinite energy down through our body, down into the earth through the bottoms of our feet. Just with the intention of really rooting. And let's imagine pulling the earth's energy right back up through the bottoms of your feet, up your body, around your body, through your body, through your body, up through the top of your head. And just sending this energy up and out as far as you can imagine. And just feeling what it feels like to be really rooted and connected. And there's no particular verbiage that you have to use, and you can say this within or out loud, but I'm willing to get out of the way. Dearest soul, please come forth. Allow me to feel you. And as you're standing here, completely relaxed and grounded, just feel what it feels like to allow your body to shift forward to where you stop yourself with your toes. And then come back to center. And then do the same thing going back to where you stop yourself with your heels. And then come back to center. And again, just in a sweet surrender, and your only job is to just observe. So you're just gonna observe. And you can say, body and soul, please show me yes, and see which way your body goes. Great, and Raquel's going a really strong forward. She just almost fell forward. And then body and soul, please show me no. Great, she's going back. The other way you can do that is just think or say yes, 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 until you feel your body move. And the same thing, you could just say no, 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 no. You can play around with this a little bit, and I'm going to just give you an example. So Raquel, I want you to think, because she's not saying it out loud, the thinking is enough. I just want you to think, I live in Zimbabwe. Okay, so she's going back. And say, I love Mama Nature. And she's going forward. So this is just a way to kind of like test and make sure that it's clear. Most people, about 90% of people, go forward for yes and back for no. If your yes is back and your no is forward, that's totally okay. It just has to be consistent. So I'm gonna have Raquel think some beliefs that I'm gonna say, and you can test for the same ones because they're gonna be core beliefs, which tend to be quite common. And you're just gonna say, see which way your body goes. So we're not affirming this, we're just checking in. We've gotten out of the way, and we're just seeing what we're holding on an unconscious level. So Raquel, I want you, we were talking about your experience with the pageants, and so I'm gonna have you just think a couple of these beliefs. So I have to perform to be loved. So before I said that, I knew she was gonna go back. And so with her, it's more about the sacrifice. So, Raquel, I just want to ask you, what did you have to sacrifice? So when you were having to do that with your mom and with the pageants, but it's mostly with the parent, what did you have to sacrifice? Okay. So for me, that sounds like freedom. And there's something else in there, but say, I have to sacrifice my freedom in order to be loved. She's not going strong. She's going to the side. So that means almost. I have to sacrifice my voice in order to be loved.
I have to sacrifice my voice in order to be loved.
There's one more that I'm hearing. She's going back. I have to sacrifice who I really am in order to be loved.
I have to sacrifice who I really am in order to be loved.
Oh, she's going back. I thought you were going to go yes for that one. Okay, so it's not perform. And it's not voice or freedom. I'll look at it, but what do you think it is?
My trust.
Okay. So try that. I have to sacrifice my truth in order to be loved. She's still going, kind of, we're almost there. We're getting close. So what does that feel like? How did that show up? So in order for you to sacrifice your truth, what did you have to do? You got it, because you're starting to go, yes. What did you just think or see?
My heart is actually pulling me, or my heart feels somewhat heavy because I have some flashes in my mind of walking away from the other children and my mom just to have a moment to myself. And even though I was so young, I knew I needed to. I didn't realize what I was doing, but I knew I needed to connect, so I didn't feel so hopeless and worthless, and so I needed to kind of cry on my own.
Mm-hmm. So what does that feel like? Did you have to shut off your heart? Did you have to hide? What did you have to do? Okay. So I have to shut off my emotions or my heart in order to be loved? Try that one. I have to shut off my heart in order to be loved. Okay, she's going forward, but it's not super strong. Mm-hmm. So I want you to try to go back to, because the pageant is kind of secondary, and I want you to just try to go back to your mom. So does it feel like I have to be what other people want me to be? Okay, so try that. Okay, strong yes. So, and that's in order to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to energetically clear that. And then we're going to take a little bit closer look. So for those of you at home, you can try those beliefs. You can try, as we're kind of discovering those, you might be able to just like test if something comes to you, see what you could be holding. I'm going to just take a little quick psychic look at Raquel and just do an energetic clearing. And I'll explain that in a moment. That's not going to like completely heal her, but it is going to help to move it out. So just one moment here. I want you to, Raquel, can you please just test for, I have to finish my mom's karma? Okay, so she's testing yes for that. So she's also wanting on an unconscious level to heal her mom stuff. And here's the thing. I have to finish my mom's karma in order to know my truth.
I have to finish my mom's karma in order to know my truth.
Okay, so she's getting a strong yes. So she's like, not only do I have to, you know, heal this, but I also have to make sure that she's healed so that I can know my worth, right? So if she heals, then... it's almost like I'm going to test you for something else so we can see it. Yeah, it's basically like one thing is I need my mom to heal in order to know my truth. She's testing yes. I'm going to clear those and then just see what happens. Okay, I need to heal this so that I know that I'm not my mom. There we go. So it's kind of like this piece around... I don't want to call it resentment, but that's what I tend to call it, judgment. I just kind of put it all in one. It's like, if you would just heal your stuff, then I could be okay, or I would have been okay, or I could be different. So that's what I'm going to clear, and that's going to take care of that. Those two are so closely attached. They're almost this, they're like so linked. So just a second here. It's so cool to see this on a like psychic level, because I see her looking at the pageant people, and you know, obviously that experience has allowed you to have this podcast and be in the limelight. But what this is doing is helping to remove any unconscious need you're holding around like your listeners or your following for like this approval. And that doesn't show up heavily for you, but I'm looking at that and you're seeing it too. So it's really going to help you to show up even more truthfully or authentically or freely. So let's go ahead and retest you for I have to, was it sacrifice my truth in order to be loved? Was that it?
My heart will truth, yes.
Okay, so go ahead and just think that or say it. You can think it. Okay, so she's going back now, and I need my mom to heal in order to know my truth.
I need my mom to heal in order to know my truth.
And I'm responsible she's going way back. She just fell, just kidding. And I need to finish my mom's karma.
I need to finish my mom's karma.
She's still going to the side. Well, she's going to, let me just look at it. I was like, it's fine. No, let me look at it. That's okay. Yeah, it's a beautiful process to go through. Let me just take a quick look. Let's ask that you know really just how to love her without needing her to heal or fix anything. And it's really about you. It's that you know how to know your truth without needing her to come around. Because we have to like come around to a certain level to really be able to see things, and so we're releasing that need. And it really is about you knowing your truth without somebody saying, I see it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so go ahead and just test for it. I need to finish my mom's karma.
I need to finish my mom's karma.
Okay, so now she's going back. Okay, cool.
I saw her in front of me with like,
yeah,
so freeing to know that I can just love her.
I saw it too. Yeah, I saw it shift. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So cool. All right. Thank you, my sweet darling, for being so vulnerable.
Thank you.
Yeah. So part of that, so good. It's not that she did anything wrong.
No.
And this is just how life works. We're always going to have that stuff with our parents.
Yeah.
They're our biggest learning, like, you know, archetypes or whatever. And hopefully this will help create even more love within the relationship.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's so good. And you're feeling it.
I'm
and it's
feeling
so good that when we get emotional, we know we've hit it. It's like,
yeah.
There it is. Yeah, and it's so sweet. And I saw that love shift too.
I felt it.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's
good.
Actually so freeing for it because Dan, I know we have to go soon, but Dan Millman, he's an author. He wrote The Way of the Peaceful Warrior,
mm-hmm.
I believe that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of it?
Heard of it,
yeah.
I haven't read it, but I have heard of it, yeah.
You have to read it, it's so good. And in an interview he said, we feel as spiritual as we can be until we get around our family.
Yeah.
I know that she's my greatest, I don't want to say tester, but
mm-hmm.
she's definitely, because of, I guess, that long time of karmic,
mm-hmm.
feeling like I'm holding on to her karma,
mm-hmm.
in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a wall with my mom,
mm-hmm.
for so long,
mm-hmm.
and so not fair for her because she loves me,
mm-hmm.
more than anybody else in the world, you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is very freeing.
Yeah, and it's it's a beautiful process, and I think on the ego level, it's so funny because we're like, if you could just be this way, then I'd be fine. But if, you know, it's like we're this. But essentially, we want to be able to get to that unconditional love space.
Yeah.
And considering even, you know, I know you got so much clarity because the work that you've done just as we move through that easily. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, why this is not about putting blame, obviously. This is just about how am I still holding on to this pain so that I can receive something? And
yeah.
how might my soul see this, or my unconditional self?
Yeah.
What would it look like to show up in unconditional love
yeah.
from this within this circumstance or whatever. But
life shifting.
Yeah, it's helpful, that just that cerebral piece. And there's like so many other ways to move that out. But yeah, having a deeper understanding of what's really going on.
That's one of the most powerful tools to really like understand your beliefs, your hidden blocks and everything. I think it's one of the, because I mean, your body, depending on where you move, it's going to tell you the truth always.
Right, yeah.
And I think one note I just want to make as well, it's kind of like a side note, because I finally was able to witness my own power in tapping into someone else's soul and their guides, like actually seeing it on another level. And so, but that really does take a muscle of trust, like your ability to look at my soul and like tap in, like you have such a strong trust muscle around your psychic abilities, in a sense, being able to really feel and see that vision. But that takes time or just and so I thought that that's interesting, because I know myself, if I were to step in and I'd be like questioning, like, did I really see that, or am I just thinking that? But like, you've built the trust where you just know. I think that's so interesting.
Yeah, well, there are tools, so muscle testing is one tool, and there are some formulas that I teach that are helpful in just moving through it pragmatically versus just like dancing around in your head for so long.
It was the formulas that made me be able to see it.
Yeah, because we worked on that retreat a little bit too, so it was kind of in and I also just want to note, like, to try to look at these things, I try to look at these things as opportunities versus blocks.
Yeah.
Right? Like, here is our biggest pain points or trigger points are our biggest, like, they're the arrows being like, here's where you're going to experience the most expansion.
Yeah.
And what we tend to do is like, I don't want to look at it. Like, that's uncomfortable or whatever.
Yeah.
When really it's, here it is to help. It really just like, here's an opportunity for me to step more into expansion and who I really am, because it doesn't end.
Yeah.
Again, it gets easier and it gets like lighter and it gets bigger and it gets like, it's great. It's not a matter of I'm going to clear these blocks and I'm going to be fine. It's like, let's do a house cleaning. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look. Let's clear out all the junk and have it be lighter as it comes in and not as heavy. So they're opportunities for expansion versus my blocks.
I love that opportunity versus block. That is has such a negative connotation. It makes us kind of feel like, oh, we're less than in some way, which is a block in itself. And so, you know what? I love that. And this is an opportunity. I love that. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, I know Bree, by the way, is leaving back to the States right now, and I'm going to miss you so much.
Aw, thank you. This has been such a sweet time here in Bali, and today on this episode, I hope this was helpful.
Oh my gosh, so helpful.
Bree's
100% going to be part of the next Your Own Magic retreat, the second one, and maybe the third. I'm hoping she comes back to the Bali one. If you're interested in checking out any of Bree's work, just go to, I say her, she pronounces her last name Melanson.
I don't even know. I say, we say Melanson, it's just like so American.
Right, Melanson, that's right. And I say Melanson,
which I think is probably more correct because it is French. So as you wish.
Bree Melanson.
Melanson. Melanson. Bree like the cheese.
Well, Bree Melanson or Melanson. So, anyway, I'm going to put her link in the show notes. It's BrieMelanson.com. And I highly recommend, if you're just curious about any of her courses and, you know, diving deeper into this work. Like, this was a wonderful practical tool that we just used. But, oh my gosh, she has so many life-shifting tools on her courses. Her soul sculpting, psychic boot camp, and the belief reprogram. What is it called? Belief reprogramming?
I don't even know what I called it, but there's a it's a mini course of Soul Sculpt, and so it's at like a cheaper price, and it's basically the first couple modules of Soul Sculpt, so you learn the formulas that we kind of discussed, and there's a bunch of meditations and ways to begin to clear those out on an energetic conscious level. And then Soul Sculpt is like longer, 10-week, goes deeper into all this work. Psychic boot camp, as it sounds, you already know. But I want to gift your listeners 10% off, for all of the things.
Thank you.
I would be honored to guide.
the code is magic.
Because duh.
And I mean, yeah, especially for those that may not at this time can go on the retreat or.
Right.
It's such a great at home, just like practice and tool. But also, we really hope to see you at one of the retreats to dive even deeper and get this one-on-one experience with Bree and also myself diving into your soul and expanding it.
Go deeper, go home, baby.
Go deeper, go home.
I start one more thing, just plugging it because I really believe in it. It's so powerful. I am starting to do online breathwork classes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm doing one on the 10th and the 17th, and I'll probably do more, and those are only $40. And
wow.
It's video, so I'm watching you, and I'm watching over you and making sure you're good, and it's all around. It's moving this stuff out on a really deep level and opening the channel for
the breath work.
Yeah,
it's so transformative.
Yeah, coupled with the belief stuff.
Yeah,
and being guided that way, it's insane. Yeah.
Yeah, it's honestly the most powerful thing that I just being able to see. You can even see it in the eyes of all of the women that were there. Like you can see the shift from day one to the last day and throughout. Like even when they had experienced some sort of what I call shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And witness that they still receive so much clarity that you can just see the relief and their soul just feeling more illuminated and allowing their mind to just kind of take that back seat, which is so powerful.
I like
your healing.
Yeah. I want to put in the tagline, like ayahuasca, but not.
I love that. But it is.
Yeah, but like,
Well, three girls saw the light.
Had an awakening. Yeah.
Yeah, had this great awakening. And, wow.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Wow.
So many ways.
No.
Thank you, babe.
I love you.
I love you.
Don't go.
Bye.
Dear yummies, thank you so much, so much for lending your ear and taking time, valuable time for your soul to listen to this episode today. I am honored to provide this for you, and I hope something in this spoke to you and shifted you in some way. I would love to personally connect with your soul on, well, of course, IRL, but also on the Instagrams or the Facebooks. My Instagram, which I am finally active on, is at Raquel Mantra. That is spelled RAQUELLE Mantra. I'll put that in the show notes. I make sure to not only see and respond to all the comments, but also send love back to you because why not? And then for you to also connect with me and this powerful tribe of like-minded individuals, high-vibing individuals to raise your vibrations, feel free to join us in the Your Own Magic secret Facebook group. That will also be left in the show notes. And feel free to browse yourownmagic.life. I have some free guided meditations on there and more information about upcoming retreats and events. And of course, my offering, my service, is the Soul Tribe exclusive site, which is $44.44 USD. This is for life, for you to receive many meditations where I sprinkle in at least one new meditation a month. And the most recent one was to help you reprogram your subconscious mind to see your highest potential in a hypnotic state. For example, like reprogramming your subconscious mind to see your highest potential while you're in a hypnotic state, along with others like activating your third eye or short, simple ones to ease you into your morning or alleviate anxiety, and a lot of deep imaginings, which I love to do personally, is to just visualize and expand my imagination so I can be more creative in my day. In addition to that, other soul expanding journalings to ask yourself every morning and magic challenges and other spiritual rituals, yada yada. Anyway, I love you all so much. Thank you so much for listening and have a magical day.